Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski back for game two of our sectional doubleheader here live from Unitego this evening. It's the Unitego boys. They are the 3 seed hosting 6 seed Lansing here in the second round of the Section 4 Class D boys basketball tournament. If you're looking for the girls' score, that was 44-33, Unitego defeating Thomas Edison. And I want to welcome everybody back to the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, in their gorgeous new location. You got to check that out, folks. It is really nice. And on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Coach, we've been watching Lansing warm up here. They got size. I think overall they might be a bigger team here than Unitego. And I always say, especially in Class C for the boys, when you start playing these IAC teams, life changes very fast. They're big and they're physical and they're always tough.
Yeah, it should be a good matchup. From my research on Lansing, I was able to determine that, you know, they are a senior-laden team. They start 4 seniors. They like to play aggressive man-to-man defense. They like to get out and press. They like to shoot a lot of threes. So could be a difficult matchup here for Unitego, but Unitego also poses some of their own problems. So it'll be interesting to see how Lansing chooses to match up to some of the weapons that Unitego has.
A nice crowd still on hand here from the girls' game, hanging out for the boys' game. And, you know, one of the big reasons we decided to stay here today is that we could bring you 2 games. There wasn't really another location today where we could bring you 2 games. So we wanted to be here for this Unitego doubleheader with the girls playing Thomas Edison, the boys playing Lansing. Let's get you some score updates from out of town. Unitego girls will take on Newark Valley. They are the 1 seed, and that will be a semifinal game on March 1st in Cortland. Newark Valley defeated Southern Cayuga today. They were the 8 seed, 78-27. Newark Valley has been the number one team in the state in Class C for most of the year, so Unitego is going to have their hands full going forward. Delhi is in the semifinals as well. They await the winner of Green and Union Springs on the girls' side. That game starting at 6 o'clock, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. One score update from the girls' bracket. The Skenevis girls are the 5 seed. They fall to 4 seed Odessa Montour, 47-32. So 3 of the 4 teams are set in the girls' Class D Section 4 bracket. Franklin will play SK. Odessa Montour will play the winner of Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Marathon. So that catches you up on the girls' bracket. Let's go over to the boys' bracket here. Nobody has played yet until 6 o'clock tonight here in the Class C bracket. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on the Delhi and Newfield game. That's the 4-5 game, that game being played at Newfield. The other games are Watkins Glen and Tioga and Cander and Moravia. So there's a big IAC contingent on the C side. For the D boys, Morris, the 1 seed, they're out. Richfield Springs, the 9 seed, gets their revenge from the Tri-Valley Championship. Morris was in control for a lot of that game, but Richfield comes back and wins 70-59. So the 9 seed makes the semifinals. They will face off against 4 seed Davenport, who beats the Franklin boys today 68-45. Franklin was the 5, Davenport the 4. And South Courtright, the 2 seed, takes down Edmiston 82-39. So SK punches their tickets to the semis. Those games will be next week at SUNY Delhi. They await the winner of 11-seed Marathon and 3-seed Deposit Hancock. That game is at 6 o'clock tonight in Deposit. So, anything else? The Cooperstown girls did lose earlier in the Section 3 semifinals to West Canada Valley, 48-33. I think that catches everybody up, Coach.
I think so.
So, it is a lot to keep track of, and that snowstorm really changed a lot of things. A lot of these girls' games were supposed to be yesterday, which kind of evens out the schedule. Instead, it felt like today a huge barrage of games, I would say. But we're glad to keep up with it for you. We're trying to post everything we can on my Twitter page. Right now, my focus is just on getting the scores up. Later tonight, I'm going to have all the stats for you as well as everything on NateLull.com. So make sure that you check that out there. All right. We're going to take a break here for the starting lineups as well as the national anthem. Unitego boys and Lansing coming up in a few minutes here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And hey, welcome back, everybody. Before we do the starting lines, we got to give a shout-out to our good friend Ryan Mahana, as the SUNY Morrisville women, which have several local players, have just won their conference championship. They play in the United East Conference. They were the 2 seed in their conference tournament. They win in overtime. So congratulations to Coach Mahana. He's always down here recruiting. Fun to see a bunch of locals there winning in college as well.
Yes, congratulations to all the local players and Coach Mahana. Nicely done for SUNY Morrisville.
First up for the Lansing Bobcats, starting lineups for head coach Joe Volpicelli. They start with senior number 00, Samuel Bell. Senior number 22, Eric Kahn. Senior number 24, Tomas Vence. A junior number 32, Josh Hunter. And a senior number 42, Carson Crandall. For Unitigo and head coach Travis Woods, senior number 1, Miles Maureen. Senior number 2, Shea Barber. Senior number 22, Garrett Backus. Sophomore number 10, Braden Johnson. Junior number 40, Devin Kroll. Shea Barber, Miles Maureen, Garrett Backus trying to make sure that they do not play their last game of their senior year on their home floor. They want to get up to SUNY Cortland and keep this going. They'll have their hands full with Lansing today. The 3 versus the 6. Unitigo the 3, Lansing the 6. Unitigo's in the home whites with the green trim, says Spartans in green lettering across the front. Lansing's in the royal blue with the gold trim, says Lansing in gold lettering across the front of the uniform. Tigo will be going right to left, and the boys' game is underway as Barber wins the opening tip to Miles Maureen. And they'll find Barber on the far side. How will Lansing guard him? And they'll back to the top of the key for Miles Maureen. Now to Backus. Three ball, right side, too strong. Rebound, Lansing.
Lansing opened up in the man-to-man just like we saw. Aggressive man defense.
Down the floor, they'll look to set it up here with Eric Kahn. Kahn to the left side as Lansing goes left to right. Josh Hunter, tall, lanky guard. Going to be tough to guard here today for Tego. Devin Kroll is watching him now. Lansing with the basketball, far side Kahn. Into the paint, pull-up jumper for him is good.
Nice execution there early for Lansing.
Spartans with the basketball, back down the floor, across the Unitego logo. 2-0 lead for Lansing. They go to the high post for Braden Johnson. Looking to dish one off, holds it, wants to take it himself. He's stripped, chases it into the corner, lost it. Lansing comes away. And Sam Bell in transition, finds Carson Crandall. The right low block for Crandall, dishes one back out. Three ball in the corner is good for Josh Hunter. Going to make sure that was a three and not a two. I believe they're going to put the three up on the board here.
Yeah, well, yes. Was a three.
Couldn't quite see if his foot was on the line. Now, a foul on Lansing for getting physical down low. Foul's going to be on Tomas Vence.
Yeah, he's trying to not allow Shea to post up there and was just bumping him.
Spartans with the basketball. They'll get it into Shea Barber, left side, closely guarded by Vence here. Lansing sticking with the man-to-man. Barber to the right side at the right elbow, goes to Backus. Now to Miles Maureen, top of the key. Wants to take it inside. The floater won't go. Tapped out, rebound Lansing. They're looking to run with Josh Hunter. Hunter in transition. Into the corner. A three here is good for Carson Crandall. Draining threes. Timeout Unitego. Lansing is up 8-0 with 6:20 to go in the first. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Devin Kroll gets a shot from the right side. A little floater in the lane gets Unitego on the board. It's 8-2. With 5:55 to go in the first quarter, Lansing with the basketball. Coming right out, throwing haymakers. They go to Vence on the inside, up and under, and he scores.
Really nice post move there. Up and under, really composed. Look for Unitego to set some hard screens or maybe go back door if Lansing continues to play this man-to-man.
Lansing 10, Unitego 2, and Miles Maureen scores. Got into the paint, got the shooter's touch, makes it 10-4. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Lansing across midcourt with Tomas Vence. Leaves it for Kahn. Now back to Vence, top of the key. They go back to Kahn, left side, three ball, no. Too far, rebound Crandall. On the right low block, taken away by Shea Barber. Barber's going to have to put on a show here today. Barber takes it to the interior and a foul on Lansing as he takes it to the rim. With 5:10 to go in the first quarter, Lansing 10, Unitego 4. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you this afternoon here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. And Shea looking for the first points of the evening for him, and he hits the first. Good bounce back here by Unitego. It's now 10-5, trying to cut it to a four-point ball game. And the second one for Shea is good.
Yeah, good response. Good time out there by Coach Woods to not let the game get away. And a good response by the Spartans.
10-6, Lansing on top of Unitego. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Sam Bell at the top of the key now for Lansing. Will dish it off for Josh Hunter. Hunter, the lanky guard. Gets into the paint. The floater is good.
And he looks like a difficult matchup on the perimeter. Can shoot it, but also looks capable of driving to the basket.
Lansing 12. And Unit C goes six. Here's Miles Maureen. Leaves it for Backus on the right side. Back to Maureen. Into the paint. Dishing off for Backus. Pull up for 15 from the corner. No good. Braden Johnson muscles it up and gets the roll.
Great rebound and putback there for Johnson.
Makes it 12-8 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Eric Kahn across midcourt. Lansing going left to right. They're in the royal blue with the gold trim. Unitico trailing by four. Three ball here for Lansing. Left side is good. Josh Hunter from downtown. He's got 8 points. And it's 15-8 with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Lansing boys on top. Unitico trying to get the ball to Shea, but good defense by Lansing. They finally do get it to the interior, and Barber's able to finish.
Yeah, they're trying to face guard him and not allow him to touch the ball on the offensive end of the floor.
15-10. Lansing on top by five with 3:45 to go first quarter. Here is Hunter on the left side trying to break his man down. Gets to the interior, missed the layup. Rebound Miles Maureen. Ahead for Shea Barber. Takes it inside and scores. We've talked about it before. Shea's gotten so good at finishing like that in transition and in traffic. 15-12, back to a three-point game. Lansing boys leading Unitico in the early going. We got a good one so far. To the interior, up and under for Sam Bell, and he scores on the finger roll.
Very nice move. I'm impressed with Lansing's execution on the offensive end of the floor. They don't ever look rushed.
17-12, Lansing over the Unitico boys. Backus, now back to Barber. Straight away, Shea comes off, doesn't use the screen, and is fouled as he gets to the free throw line with 3:04 to go in the first. Lansing 17, Unitico 12. And the Spartans will be doing the inbounding duty here. Bobcats on defense. Spartans will get it in. Here's Miles Maureen. Using a screen from Johnson. Little finger roll. Rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound for Crandall of Lansing. Crandall down the floor. Goes to Hunter. Three ball is partially, must have been tipped. Boy, I thought that was out of bounds. Somehow Unitico comes away with it, and Barber's going to get a layup on the other end.
That was a great play by Miles Maureen there. He couldn't get the ball, but he tipped it out to Shea.
And so somehow Unitico ends up with a bucket out of that. I swear it hit the pipe
it
up there.
It hit above the backboard. Should have been ruled a dead ball.
2:25 to go in the first. Straightaway three for Lansing. No. Rebound Backus. And the pace of this game, Coach, wow. Very up and down. Maureen in transition. Unitico trailing 17-14. Maureen to the bucket. No. Rebound for Lansing. Here's Crandall. Crandall across midcourt. Sees a little opening. Takes it in. And a charge. I don't know if Barber had his feet set, but they call it a charge. Sacrificing the body there with 2:08 to go in the first. And the foul is going to be on Crandall, his first. Team foul situation. Lansing with four. Unitico with none. Here in the early going with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here is Maureen. They're trying to get it into Shea Barber, and it's off his hands. And then they're going to say Lansing stepped out of bounds, I think, here on that steal by Charles Watts. So Unitico will hold on. They'll get it into Barber, left wing corner. Barber elevates for three. No, too short. Rebound for Crandall underneath. He's doing a good job on the glass.
Yeah.
Minute 45 to go, first quarter, 17-14. Lansing boys leading Unitico. And Lansing going to the high post with Crandall. Closely guarded here by Johnson. They try to dish to the interior, knocked away. Steal by Kroll. And Unitico in transition. Here is Miles Maureen. Straight away for three. To the left side, no. Back at the rebound, yes. And it's 17-16. Lansing ahead by a point. With a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Crandall on the left side. Back into the left corner for Josh Hunter. Straight away for Eric Kahn. Kahn splits two defenders back to Crandall. Pump fakes. Wants to pull it out. Now goes to the interior and going to be a reach in on Shea Barber with 1:01 to go in the first.
Hey, you talk about the pace here up and down. The last two trips up and down the floor. Not all of the Spartans got across half court there. Shea seems to be a little bit out of breath. I don't know if he got hit when he took that charge, but just seems to be a little gassed. Coach Woods gets him out for a break.
1:01 to go in the first. 17-16 the score. Lansing with the ball. And they go to Carson Crandall. Now back up to Josh Hunter. Hunter into the paint, goes off for Sam Bell, and the jumper is good. A long two for Sam Bell, left corner. Lansing leads 19-16 over Unitego. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Miles Maureen, right side, leaves it off for Xander Rance. And a traveling violation on him. It's going back to Lansing.
Lansing has been doing a good job on Shea, making it difficult for him to get it, but they also have not allowed Kroll to get a look at the basket.
That's a good point. He's such a good shooter. Have to be aware. Lansing with the ball on the right side. The three versus the six. Lansing the six, Unitego the three. Crandall to the outside. Straight away for Josh Hunter. The lanky guard passes into the corner. Bell, another jumper, same spot, no. Rebound, Logan Utter. 15 seconds left, first quarter. Maureen, cross midcourt. What can Unitego do on the last possession? Here is Maureen. Top of the key. Leaves it for Rance. 5 seconds left. They go to Utter through his hands and out of bounds. Back to Lansing. And a chance now for Lansing with 3.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll get it in. Hunter, half-court shot for him. No. End of the first quarter. Lansing 19, Unitego 16. Section 4 Class D boys basketball second round on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 19-16, Lansing boys on top of Unitego. After a barn burner of a first quarter, Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you here. Coach, your thoughts?
Yeah, both teams went up and down real hard. I thought there was some good defensive play by both teams. Lansing just seemed to shoot the ball a little bit better and execute a little better on the offensive end of the floor.
Charles Watts with the basketball. Lansing going left to right on your radio dial to start the second quarter. Live from Unitego. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO. Eric Kahn with the ball. Pass to the interior. Pull-up jumper. No. Crandall. The rebound, yes.
Unitego changed their, just come out of the second quarter. They're playing a 2-3 zone. Had a stop there, just couldn't get the offensive rebound.
21-16 the score. Rance straight away for three. Left it short. Rebound, Lansing. And Charles Watts back down the floor with the Bobcats leading Unitego 21-16. Here is Josh Hunter. Barber's going to come back in now for Unitego. They like to try to do that, get him a breather whenever possible. Now Bell down low, zips one across for Kahn, left side for three, yes, for Eric Kahn with 5 points now. And Lansing has built this lead back up to 24-16 early in the second quarter. Rance at the top of the key, looking for Kroll on the right side. Now to Miles Maureen, steps in for a three, too strong. Rebound for Kahn. He's quickly in transition. Kahn trying to take it coast to coast, but he's fouled by Devin Kroll, and he missed the layup.
Nice hard move to the basket, though.
This Lansing team, fun to watch, Coach. They, like you said, they have a good balance of, you know, guards that are bigger, but still silky smooth from the outside, and they can shoot, too.
I've been most impressed with their ability to execute on offense. I mean, the whole first quarter, Unitego was playing man-to-man, and they executed, were never in a hurry, never in a rush, got the shots they wanted. Unitego comes out to start the quarter in a new defense, and it hasn't fazed them in the least.
Kahn's first shot is good, so he has 6 points, and Lansing leads 25-16. Unitego had chipped this all the way back to a two-point deficit, and now Lansing has built it back up as Kahn has seven. It's 26-16. Lansing boys on top of Unitego. Maureen to the left side. Backs it out. looking for options here. Wants to break his man down and does. Goes to Johnson, left side. Barber still being shadowed on defense. Maureen, top of the key. Steps in, little up and under. Finds Shea in the right corner on the baseline. Barber up and underneath. Missed it. Lansing with a rebound here for Charles Watts. Watts in transition. Killer crossover into the left corner. Lansing in the royal blue with the gold trim going left to right. They have it on the left wing side. Good backdoor cut and a pass to Crandall, and he scores.
Yeah, that was a great pass by Charles Watts there on the back door to Carson Crandall.
And Lansing leads 28-16 over Unitego. Maureen at the top of the key now goes for Xander Rance. Gets it into the paint, off the glass, too strong. Rebound Sam Bell of Lansing. Unitego's gone cold here. Pass ahead for Lansing is stolen by Maureen. Unitego back down the floor. Maureen off the glass, no. Rebound Logan Utter keeps it in. Johnson trying to hustle after it, but Lansing will come away, and they're looking to run. Crandall will take it to the rim, and he scores. Crandall with nine. No timeout for Unitego. They trail 30-16. Top of the key now for Miles Maureen, and Lansing has all the energy. They go to Johnson. Into the paint, and he's fouled. And maybe that'll slow down some of this momentum as Johnson will go to the line.
Unitego doesn't seem to be settled on offense. They just seem to be in a little bit of a rush. If I think they would just take their time and execute against Lansing's man-to-man, they could get some good shots. They have had some good ones, haven't had a couple go down.
Johnson's first shot at the line is good for Braden Johnson. He has 3 points. So Unitego got down early after an opening barrage by Lansing. They chipped it back to two. Second shot for Johnson, no good. Now they trail 30-17. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Live from Unitego here. Lansing with the ball. They go to Kahn in the left corner. Kahn floats one back up. Crandall on the left side. Looks over to the bench. Gets a fresh play to work with here with 4:50 to go, second quarter. Lansing left side back to Kahn, now to Watts. Lansing being patient on offense. Leaving it for Hunter. He's got 8 points. Almost stripped here by Logan Hunter, but holds on. Five on the shot clock. Watts tries to pass it back, taken away by Maureen. Now to Logan Hunter. Right side for him. He missed the layup. Tries to steal it back, and we got a reach-in foul. With 4.5 to go in the second quarter. 30-17 the score.
That was a really nice play by Hunter from Lansing. He went, made it look like he was going to challenge the layup by Utter, but just kind of let him go. Made him take a difficult shot. He didn't make it. Lansing was able to get the defensive board.
Tough break there for Unitego, missing that layup on a 2-on-1. Lansing in the backcourt trying to break some pressure. They'll get across midcourt, and they go to Kahn for three. No, left it short. Rebound Johnson. And Miles Maureen in transition now, left side. Pull-up jumper, rattled out, and a rebound for Bell. And Lansing's just owning the glass right now.
Yeah, Unitego gets one shot and done. That's it.
Back down the floor for the Bobcats. Last time we saw this Bobcats team on WCDO was a couple of years ago when they matched up in the sectional final with Unadilla Valley. Remember a few of these guys that were underclassmen on that team. Steal here by Unitego. Back down the floor here for Barber in transition, and it's going to be a charge on Shea Barber. They said he pushed off with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. 30-17 the score. Barber pleading his case, but it's not going to help here.
That's his second. I don't know if the defender was set. There was certainly contact there. You don't have to be set. A lot of people think that you have to be set to take a charge. As long as you have legal guarding position, and the offensive player runs into you, it can be a charge. So you can be moving.
Yeah, it was just kind of a big fray there. It was hard to tell. Lansing with the ball. They'll get across midcourt here for Aiden Hathorn. Fresh into the game here. This Lansing team looks like they certainly have a lot of subs they could bring in. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Unitego trailing 30-17 on their home floor here in the second round of the Section 4 Class C tournament. Pull-up jumper here is good. Tough finish for Josh Hunter of Lansing.
It's a little teardrop there.
Yeah, great description. 32-17. And the Lansing bench is up. They're clapping. They have all the energy. Miles Maureen, left side. Goes to the high post for Johnson. Dishes it for Maureen. Into the corner. Xander Rance for three. No. a line drive wouldn't go down. And Unitigo is just ice cold at the moment. I don't believe they've scored in this quarter, Coach, have they?
I don't think so.
Lansing with the basketball. They go to Crandall on the right side. On the baseline here. Back to Hathorn. Looking to get out of there. Tries to go to the far side and a steal. Rince ahead for Barber. Wants to take it in and he finishes. Shea with 10. It's 32-19. Track meet continues for Lansing. Bell to the hoop and he scores. Wow.
Yeah, he hustled to get that ball over there in the left corner and then he just split two Spartan defenders and got to the rim.
Didn't quit. Speedy Gonzalez on that play. 34-19 the score. Unitigo boys trailing Lansing. Maureen, step back three, no. And a rebound again for the Bobcats. Coming up on 2 minutes to go before the half. Here is Crandall, right side. Now back to Charles Watts. Play comes in from the sideline. They go to the far side now, looking for Watts to the interior for Bell. Off the front of the rim, a rebound, scooped up by Lansing. Hawthorne to the interior, no. Rebound, Barber, yes. And Barber in transition. Cross midcourt, tried to feed it down low, and it's knocked out of bounds there by Crandall.
The only way I know how to describe this is when Lansing has the ball on offense, it looks like they're playing at normal speed. When Unitigo has the ball, it's almost like you're on the fast forward number one, and they're just going so quick.
I like that. Yeah, and there's Barber for three. The bank is open on a Saturday for Shea Barber. He's got 13. 34-22. Let's see how they close the quarter, Coach. With a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, now we're going to have a foul on that far side by Unitigo. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you here. I had a listener say last week, who is Coach? You didn't say his name enough. So I want to make sure I give Coach Bonskowski his credit here today. And they wanted to know who you were.
Okay. I hope that was for a good reason.
It was, I think. Minute 20 to go in the second quarter. It's 34-22. Unitigo trying to close up this gap possibly before the half. Here is Josh Henry into the paint. Dishes far side. Looking for Carson Crandall. 20 on the shot clock. Lansing plenty of time. Working it around. Bell back up to Crandall. Pump fakes on a three. Takes it into the paint and scores. Tough finish for Crandall.
Scoop shot there. But they were very patient on offense there. There was never a rush.
Lansing leads 36-22 over Unitigo, the champions of the MAC. They go down low for Barber. Barber left side. There's no ball movement here. Now they get it over to Maureen finally. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound Johnson out of his hands. Bobcats grab it. Down the floor. Crandall, three ball. Left it short, rebound Miles Maureen. Maureen on the left side. Trailing the play off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Crandall of Lansing. Back up the floor they come. Here for Charles Watts. Shot clock's off. Lansing can play for the last shot of the quarter. Before we head into the halftime break, here is Watts. Back to Kahn on the left side. Passing to the interior, knocked away. 2 seconds left. Maureen at the buzzer, the floater, no. Halftime break. Lansing 36. Unitigo 22. Coach, your thoughts quickly. This is a big hole for Unitigo.
Yeah, but I think if they just take their time on offense and get set, it just seems to be, like you said, there was a lot of standing around. If they can move, set screens, look to go back door, they can chip their way back into it. They already did it once this game, so a lot of game left.
We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. Halftime score is Lansing 36 and Unitigo 22 in the boys' game. Earlier today, Unitigo girls defeating Thomas Edison at 44-33. We'll be back in a few on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises is now providing residential and commercial trash pickup to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas.
homeowner's insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score is Unitego Boys trailing Lansing 36-22 here at the break at Unitego Central School. Of course, Marabito has been serving the local community since 1927 at Marabito. Our people make energy difference. Scoring for Unitego first, 13 points. It's a game high so far for Shea Barber. And then the rest has been pretty even. 3 for Braden Johnson, 2 for Miles Maureen, 2 for Garrett Backus, 2 for Devin Kroll. Lansing on the other side, very balanced. 11 for Carson Crandall, 10 for Josh Hunter, 7 for Eric Kahn, 6 for Sam Bell, and 2 for Tomas Vence. This Lansing team is tough, coach, and that's why you can't ever trust the seeds, you know. They're a 6 seed, but they're very good.
Yeah, I mean, they provide some matchup problems. The biggest thing to me, I keep saying it, I don't need to keep bringing it up, but they just execute so well on offense. It's very difficult to guard, and they're patient. They're never seem to be in a hurry.
And so the Unitego boys will have their work cut out for them here, trailing a 36-22 at the start of the third quarter. We did have some out-of-town scores that we can pass along here from some of these 6 o'clock games. Let me just get set back in here. The Deposit Hancock boys are ahead 16-12 over Marathon. That's the last game in the Class D bracket for all you MAC fans. So DH is up 16-12, end of the first quarter. Union Springs girls are leading Green 29-23 at the half. So that's an update. The winner of that game will get Delhi. And the Marathon girls lead Cherry Valley Springfield 41-17 at the half. And that is in a Class D game and will be the last team to get into the Final Four there. So we're going to take another quick break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, we will have the start of the third quarter. Lansing and Unitego here. We won't see Marathon at least until next week sometime.
I don't know how you keep all these scores straight, so that's the first time I've ever heard you say the wrong school. So
it does make my head spin. So, all right, we'll be back in just a minute on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Huff Ice Cream is is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And here we go, set for the start of the third quarter. Unitego boys trailing Lansing 36-22. We'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Woods was able to make at the break.
And Unitego doesn't need to panic. I mean, their goal should be, hey, let's cut this lead in half by the end of the quarter.
So hard to not get caught up in that, oh my gosh, we're down 36-22. You're right, lots of time left to chip away here. Devin Kroll tries to take it to the rim and scores. Good start for Unitego.
And I think that's his first shot of the game, so he's definitely a threat offensively for Unitego. Let's see if he can get him going.
36-24, Lansing now going right to left. They're in the blue with the gold trim. Unitego's in the white with the green trim. Vence, far side for Kahn, now for the Bobcats. They'll back it out. Maureen, very quick, staying right in his shorts with him. Back up top now for Hunter. And Josh Hunter at the top of the key. Steps into the paint. Now back out to Vence. Splits two defenders. Travel. And it goes back to Unitego.
Unitego back to the man-to-man here to start the third quarter. Nice pressure. Good stop. Now let's see if they can capitalize.
Maureen in the backcourt walking it up. Unitego boys to start the third quarter. Trailing 36-24. About a minute gone. Right side for Johnson. Now to Barber. Steps back. Elevates for a high two. Knocked down in the corner. Missed the shot. Rebound Lansing. And back down the floor here for Eric Kahn. Kahn setting it up for Lansing. They go to the left side for Vence. 6:50 to go here in the third. Lansing very patient here on this offensive possession. Vence gets by Barber. Takes it to the rim and scores. Tomas Vence now with 4 points. And Unitego back across the midcourt timeline, going left to right. Here's Maureen. Top of the key, pulls it out. Comes off the top of a screen, gets it back. Pull up three for Maureen, got it. And he's got five.
Big shot there.
38-27. Lansing back the other way. They try to score, and no. A rebound by Braden Johnson off the miss from Josh Hunter, and a foul. And so the ball going to go back to Unitego. Slowly chipping away at this here, Coach.
And that's three fouls on Vence for Lansing. So he checks out of the game.
And back down the floor here for Unitego. Kroll for three. Got it. Devin Kroll now with 7 points. It's 38-30. Unitego getting back into this ball game. Here is Carson Crandall on the far side. Straight away now goes to Kahn. Into the left corner for Josh Hunter. Crandall, straight away three for him. Off the right side of the rim. Crandall gets his own rebound. Tracks it down. Goes to Bell. His jumper is good. And the second chance gives Lansing another bucket. They lead 40-30. 5.5 to go in the third. Miles Maureen, left side spin move. Now pushes it back out. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you. Miles Maureen, left side for Unitego, breaking it down. Pulls back, jumper won't go, rebound Crandall. Lansing continues to do a good job on the glass. And here is Hunter on the left side. Student section trying to get loud here for Unitego to help him out. Crandall, right side, looking for options. 5 minutes to go in the third. Lansing leading 40-30. Working it around, 15 on the shot clock. Very content. Here for Charles Watts, leaving it for Hunter. Far side, Crandall in the corner, pump fakes. Gets through two defenders. Lost control of it, kicks it back out. A long three here for Hunter, won't go. Rebound for Lansing. Now to Bell, he'll take it inside. Blocked by Barber, out of bounds, it'll stay with Lansing.
But that's two possessions in a row where Unitego did everything they wanted to do in the half-court possession, but just couldn't come away with the defensive rebound.
4:38 to go in the third. Lansing looking to get it in, and they do. Pull-up jumper for Watts is good.
he's come into the game both halves and done a nice job.
Yeah, his first bucket, but handles the ball very well.
Has been playing defense on Shea.
Lansing leads 42-30. Here is Kroll trying to get inside to Backus. Dishes into the corner. His three has too much hot sauce on it. Bounces off the far side of the rim. Lansing protecting this 12-point lead. It's 42-30. So we hit 4 minutes to go in the third. Josh Hunter now goes to Crandall on the far side. Takes it to the interior, and the finger roll is good. Carson Crandall, he's tough.
Yeah.
Makes it 44-30. Here is Maureen. Right side three, no. Rebound tapped out. Lansing with another rebound. And here comes Eric Kahn across the Spartans logo there to the left side for Charles Watt. Watt now to Josh Hunter. Leaving it for Carson Crandall, looking for some options. Crandall to the interior. We got a foul on Backus, who was riding the back of Josh Hunter of Lansing.
Yeah, they were in an offense called the flex there, and Hunter screened down, and then his defender got behind him. He recognized that, posted up, had the mismatch, asked for the ball. Lansing did a good job of finding him and getting the foul called on Unitico.
Crandall looking to get it in, and does to Watts. Don't see the flex a ton anymore, do you, Coach?
Almost every team has it in, but you don't see it a lot running games.
Here is Crandall to the right side. The Bob Conway special, right? The flex. Into the left corner here for Bell. A three is too strong. Tracked down his own rebound. Lost control of it. Threw it out of bounds. Last touch by Unitico is going to stay with Lansing.
And again, another possession where Unitico got the stop, just couldn't come up with a defensive rebound.
So Lansing will get it in. They go to Charles Watts at the top of the three-point arc, and we're going to have a whistle. And maybe just an official timeout here. I think there's a wet spot on the floor that the officials want to try to just make sure nobody slips on.
And Unitico did a good job coming out in the quarter here. They had it down to 8. Now it's all the way back up to 14 again.
Come on, White, let's go! 3:09 to go here in the third, 44-30. Lansing with the ball. Watts again handling it at the point guard position. Dishes one for Josh Hunter. Tries to go to Bell. It's intercepted by Xander Rance. Tries to take it to the rim. He's blocked. Ball out of bounds. Rance goes flying. They'll say it was a clean block, and Unitico will hold on to possession. 2:55 to go in the third. They'll get it into Barber, who has not scored in the second half. Steps back, trying to change that. Too much. And rebound Crandall. And across midcourt here for Charles Watts with 2:45 to go in the third. Watts straight away. Now to Crandall. Left side for Kahn. Chance of defense from the student section. They go to Bell on the interior. Block. No, jump ball. And the arrow's going to keep it with Lansing with 2.5 to go in the third.
That was a really nice entry pass and then a good challenge on the shot by two Unitico defenders there.
Lansing on the baseline. They'll look to get it in. Try to float it in, and they will, into the left corner for Josh Hunter. And Hunter will pull it out with 2:25 to go in the third. Right side now for Eric Kahn. Kahn back for Carson Crandall. Down low, off the glass, and good for Crandall. He's got 15. Boy, what a tough finish. 46-30, Unitico to the interior. Johnson can't finish. Rebound for Kahn. And back across midcourt they come. Left side, Charles Watt. Lansing with 2 minutes to go in the third. Dishing one back out, far side, Crandall. Pump fakes, takes it inside, and can't get it to finish. Hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Outlet pass for Barber. Barber left side. Little spin move down low. His left-handed layup won't go. Johnson a rebound. Foul on the floor before he went back up.
Yeah, Carson Crandall for Lansing. He's a difficult matchup because he's capable of making a three. He's shown us that today, but he also has broad shoulders and is capable of getting to the basket.
Lansing kicks one back out. No, excuse me, Unitico does. Maureen, a three, pops out. Ball out of bounds going back to the Bobcats. Unitico getting some looks here, but shots not falling, Coach.
Yeah.
Logan Utter will step back into the game. Johnson will get a break. Cole gets a break as well.
Lansing continues to execute at the offensive end. They're never in a hurry. They always know what they're looking for. Let's see if Unitigo can put together a couple stops, close the quarter out here, and stay within striking distance.
Delhi boys trailing Newfield 30-15 at the half in one of the other Section 4 Class C games. And Delhi just struggling with finishing. That's what I've been told. And so both of our teams in the MAC struggling a little bit to keep up with the ISC so far today. 1:15 to go in the third. Lansing to the far side of the floor. And here is Bell. Takes it to the interior and finishes. Bell has 10 points. And it's 48-30 with a minute to go in the third. Here is Miles Maureen. Shake and bake into the paint and scores. Maureen with 7. And it's 48-32 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Charles Watts, right side for Lansing, and a traveling violation. We'll give it back to Unitigo.
That was one of the first, like, unforced errors we've seen Lansing make in the offensive end of the floor tonight. They've done a real nice job.
Late in the third quarter, can Unitigo get a bucket, try to claw their way back in? Maureen to the interior for Shea Barber. A little up and under, and he's fouled with 38.2 to go in the third. And this will be on the floor, it looks like, here. And so Miles Maureen will be doing the inbounding for the Spartans. Lost one up to Shea on the right side. Now back to Maureen for three. In and out, rebound is put back up off the bench here by James Wright. It won't go. Wright chasing after that rebound, but Lansing finally comes out of there.
Another unfortunate opportunity there for Unitigo that they didn't capitalize on. Good rebound, good shot, just didn't go in.
Unitigo trails 48-32. 15 seconds to go in the third. Three ball for Lansing is short. Rebound Logan Utter. Shot was from Josh Hunter. Now to Shea with 8 seconds left. Backs it out. Let's see if they're aware of the clock. They go to Miles Maureen. The floater in the paint. In and out. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Lansing leads 48-32 over Unitigo. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Just an out-of-town score update here in the Section 4 Class C boys bracket at the half. Moravia leads Candor 25-21, and top seed Watkins Glen leads Tioga 37-19. Trying our best to keep you posted on all these games happening today. It's been a busy day in Section 4. So the Unitigo boys trailing 48-32 to start the fourth quarter here on their home floor. Shea Barber, turnaround shot, hits it, and he's fouled. Barber now has 15. And if Unitigo's going to have a chance, I'm assuming a big piece of that's going to be Shea here in the fourth.
Yeah, another one I would look for is the Kroll to get loose maybe for some three-pointers and Miles.
Yeah, going to need those guys to come up big. Shea hits that one at the line. He has 16. Good balance as we were looking during the break for Lansing. Crandall with 15, Bell with 10, Hunter with 10, and Kahn with 7 for the Lansing Bobcats. Lansing leads 48-35 with 7.5 to go in the fourth. Kahn, left side, pull up, left elbow, got it for Eric Kahn. Now he's got 9. And it's 50-35. Unitego down by 15. Maureen. Floater in the paint won't go. And a rebound for Josh Hunter. Pass ahead for Crandall. Laid it up. Off the glass. Won't go. Out of bounds. Going back to Unitego. One of the rare times today that Lansing has even tried to rush anything. And so the Spartans will bring it back down the floor. They still have 7 minutes, but they have some work to do. Maureen, left side. Looking to get it to Barber, and they do. Vence is right in his face for Lansing. Barber pulls it out, stops, and his three is blocked. And Lansing comes away with it. That one looked a little forced. Lansing to the left side. Here with Josh Hunter. Hunter now to Vence. Crandall on the right side. Crandall goes to Kahn, pump fakes, gets in, pull-up jumper, no. Out of bounds going back to Unitego. And now Kroll comes back in. You know, the Unitego starting five should be well-rested here. 6.5 to go in the fourth. They got some work to do. And so Unitego will bring it back down the floor here with Miles Maureen, trailing by 15. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Kroll into the paint. And a foul going to be on Lansing on the floor here. And so here's our team foul situation, Coach. That's 5 on Lansing, only 2 on Unitego. Could that play a factor here for the Spartans?
It could. As soon as you started saying, I had just looked. So, I mean, Lansing with the 5 team fouls, you know, we could get to the line.
Now Crandall with a steal on the inbounds. 20-footer, got it. Wow. They continue to shoot the ball well. Crandall with 17, and it's 52-35. Here's Maureen, step back off the back of the rim. No, another rebound for Bell of Lansing. In transition for Kahn. Wants to take it to the rim and scores.
Wow.
Big time elevation. And Lansing leads 54-35, the 60. Trying to go to the final four. Kroll, straightaway three, tried to bank it, and it won't go. Rebound for Josh Hunter. They continue to Windex the glass here. Crandall, pump fake. Pump fakes twice, and he's fouled by Kroll underneath.
Unitego looks tired. I don't know if it's not used to the pace of this game, but they just look tired.
And Lansing looks pretty fresh.
And it's always hard. I mean, I would say almost all of Lansing's starters have to be close to double figures.
Yeah, 10, 11, 10, and 17. Crandall makes it 18.
So, I mean, it's hard to win a game when you got four or five guys from the other team in double figures.
Crandall, second shot. No, Vence is the only starter not in double figures. He has 4. And a rebound here for Shea Barber. But Vence has had his hands full guarding Shea. Barber with a pass down low to Johnson, and he finishes. Johnson with 5 points. It's 55-37. 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Lansing with the ball. They go to Kahn. Oh, good little give and go down low, and they finish it there with Josh Hunter.
And they've been running that play all night. And the little cut, UCLA cut, hasn't been open, but keep running it. They get a layup here late in the fourth.
Here is Maureen. Lost it out of bounds. Going back to Lansing. Things crumbling a little bit here for the 3-seed, the Unitego Spartans. Backus is going to come back into the game. Logan Utter to the bench. If Unitego's going to go, they got to do it now. Trailing 57-37. Lansing in control on the road here. The 6-seed out of the IAC. And a travel on Crandall. Crandall looks like a running back out there.
He does. And he gets, like, the common phrase is, he gets going downhill to the basket. He's difficult to stop.
That's very true. Also looks like he could be playing in a local men's league somewhere. As a turnaround shot here by Shea Barber is good, and Shea has 18. I say that with all the love there for Carson Crandall. He just looks older than I think he is. 4.5 to go in the fourth. It's 57-39. Here's Kahn, left side corner for him. It's too strong. Brayden Johnson with a rebound, and then they'll say he traveled. Johnson's been working hard down there, but this size of Lansing has been tough on the Spartans today. Timeout taken, 4:25 to go in the fourth. Lansing boys lead Unitego 57-39 on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 57-39, Lansing boys on top of Unitigo. And this group of seniors, Miles Maureen, Shea Barber, Garrett Backus, have done tremendous things for this Unitigo program, and they find themselves in a tough spot here. Now it's a steal by Shea. Do they have any senior magic left in the tank? They go to Kroll, left side. He's a shooter. No, too strong. Rebound, tracked down by Lansing. Two on one if they hurry. Crandall all the way is blocked by Kroll, but gets it back. Dishes off for Bell. Floater, short. Rebound, Backus. Unitigo in transition. Backus with a crossover. Into the paint. Dishes for Kroll. No, missed it. Backus, second chance. He couldn't get it to go. Bell with another one, and that looks like tired legs. And so Lansing brings it back down the floor. Coach Vopicelli saying to slow it down here. They get a look on the interior, but they're going to pull it back out to Vence. And to the far side for Carson Crandall. 3:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Lansing taking their time. And to the left wing with 3.5 to go. They'll take it to the interior, up and in for Sam Bell, and he's been impressive.
Yeah, hasn't gotten a lot of shots. It does a lot of the little things for Lansing here.
59-39, Lansing on top. And here is Shea Barber on the right side of the floor with 18, looking for more. A three is short. Rebound Backus, but it goes to Kahn. So we hit 3 minutes to go, and it's all Bobcats. Crandall will leave one for Josh Hunter. Hunter to the far side, pump fakes on a three. Leaves one for Vence. Vence now will hit it back for Josh Hunter, and Lansing very content, much like we saw in the girls' game, to pass it around. Here is Kahn. He's blocked by Kroll. And a rebound by Crandall. Crandall passes one back out.
Three-second call
here on Lansing. 2:38 to go in the fourth. And it's 59-39. Here is Maureen across midcourt. Straight away. Tries to go to the far side. Kroll steps in for three. No. Way off on that one, and another rebound for Lansing. That sums up the kind of day it has been for the Unitigo Spartans. And here is Vence. Finds Bell, left corner for Lansing. Bell takes it in. He's blocked by Kroll. With 2:13 to go in the fourth. But is it too little, too late? Coach Vopicelli really directing his guys here. What he wants them to do. Bell to the interior off the glass. Good. Bell's got 14. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Lansing, the sixth seed, in full control against three seed Unitigo. 61-39. Ball out of bounds back to Lansing. And the Bobcat faithful can feel it now. They might be going back to SUNY Cortland. Crandall across midcourt will look to set it up and goes to Vence on the far side. Now to Sam Bell for Kahn. Three, no. Kroll with a rebound. Long pass ahead for Shea Barber. Barber takes it in and lays it up. He's got 20. And we might be down to the last minute and a half of the spectacular career of Shea Barber. 61-41 our score. Lansing with the ball, top of the key. They go to Crandall on the right wing side. Lansing trying to advance. The winner of this game will get the winner of Acander and Moravia, which is a good battle going on today. That game in Moravia. And Bell tries to take it to the rim. He has been tough all day, Coach, as he gets fouled in the paint.
Yeah, like we said, he does all the little things. And I mean, what is he up to? 14 points?
14 for Bell, yeah.
Hasn't had that many shots. Some of his points have come on offensive rebounds. Good player as Lansing clears the bench here and puts in some of their substitutes.
Very impressive performance by the Bobcats. You can't take anything away from them today. They have been spectacular. 1:10 to go in the fourth. Lansing leading 61-41. And they'll get in with Ryan Fish off the bench. He scores. 63-41. A minute to go. Just a reminder to stay tuned for the postgame show. Coach and I will wrap things up here. Coach Bonskowski, I should say. And on the baseline, back out to Backus. Now to Barber. He wants that three on the left side. In and out. And a rebound underneath by Caden Geiger. And Lansing, with 40 seconds left, is going to be going back to the Final Four as a sixth seed. And this Section 4 Class C boys bracket is a tough one. Whoever comes out of Section 4 will be well prepared. Three in the corner for Fish. Skims off the rim, and a rebound for Barber with 25 seconds left. And some of the top teams in the state will be in this Final Four. 17 seconds left. Unitigo's just going to dribble it out. A tough way for it to end for these Spartan seniors, as they will fall 63-41 today. Here to Lansing, we got our final handshakes. Maureen's going to take a three, and he's going to hit that to make it 63-44. That's going to be our final score. Lansing upsets Unitigo. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Coach Greg Bonskowski with you here at Unitigo. The girls win today earlier, 44-33, but the boys fall 63-44 to Lansing. So 6-seed Lansing will move on to the Section 4 Class C boys basketball semifinals. Scoring summary here first for Unitigo today. 20 points for Shea Barber, 7 for Devin Kroll, 7 for Miles Maureen, 5 for Braden Johnson, 2 for Garrett Backus. On the other side for Lansing, 18 for Carson Crandall, 14 for Sam Bell, 12 for Josh Hunter, 11 for Eric Kahn, 4 for Tomas Vence, and 2 for Ryan Fish. So a tough day here for the Unitigo boys, but a fantastic season as MAC champions.
Yeah, I mean, it's always disappointing to not advance in sectionals. I always like to tell my teams, you know, in boys and girls basketball for public high school teams, there's only going to be five teams that end their season with a win. So if you made it to sectionals, if you won a sectional game, you had a good season. They were league champions. They have nothing to hang their heads about.
Again, for any Lansing listeners out there, you definitely deserve some awards, but just the way we do it is we give them to our home team and our home coverage area, so we hope that you will understand. We truly appreciate the performance that Lansing put on here today. So we'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award first, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports right here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. A game high today, 20 from Shea Barber. So he gets the job done. We'll give him our offense award.
Yeah, he had 20. I think it was quiet. I thought Lansing made him work for every single point that he scored. So you have to give them credit. But he was still able to find a way to get 20 points on the night. So he's had a tremendous career, and wish him best of luck in the future.
And you got to think with Shea, if he had had a full junior season, as we look at the 1,000-point banner, you know, I'm pretty sure Shea finished in maybe 1,200 or 1,300 range. If he had had another full season, could he have caught Tom Hendricks, who was up there at 17, 14? Might have been close.
It might have been close.
Might have been close. That's still a lot of points. But,
that's a lot of points. Tom Hendricks, Hartwick graduate.
Yes.
So
yes.
One of my alumni. So.
But Shea is going to be up there pretty high on the boys' board. He will have passed Tanner Winchester, who was fantastic here, and a lot of your girls are up there as well.
Yes,
so.
They are.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Any thoughts here, Coach, today?
I think you could go a number of different with a number of different players, so I'm interested to see where you want to go.
I agree. There was a lot of different players here today. I think I have somebody in mind for all purpose, so I'd like to go Miles Maureen. I think for defense, I'm going to miss watching him play.
Yep.
Just a quick guard. I just love how quick his hands are. Actually, has always reminded me of a GMU grad in Drew Hartman.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever saw Drew play, but just reminded me of Drew was the type of kid that would walk around the house with the ball, dribbling through the house, spin, move around a chair, and great defense. And Miles reminds me of that kind of kid. I'm going to miss watching him play.
Yeah, every time I've had the opportunity to either coach against him or watch him play, he kind of reminds me of the Energizer Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
He's just nonstop attacking, playing defense, scrappy. And then I think he really improved over the course of his career. He could get into the lane and finish this year, and he was able to knock down some outside shots.
Lastly, tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I was thinking Braden Johnson here, tough on the inside.
That's who I was thinking as well, you know. Does all the little things for the team, sometimes doesn't maybe get the accolades, but I thought he battled all night with the Lansing size in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, had a couple opportunities to score, put the ball in the basket, but he played hard all night and did the little things in the games that I saw Unitigo play this year. So
we will give Braden Johnson our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. And again, any Lansing fans listening, all your guys, fantastic. Bell, Crandall, Hunter, Vence's defense was phenomenal. Khan was great. Four guys in double figures. Lansing will still be a handful going forward, whoever ends up in the Final Four. If you're looking for more score updates and information, follow me on Twitter today, at Nate Lull, or visit natelull.com, or you can even go to wcdosports.com. If you're not a Twitter person, on the right side of the page there, they do have my Twitter page feed embedded, so you could just read it there if you want. We're hoping to get all these final scores up today from the C and D games. So, Coach, I appreciate you coming again.
Oh, no, thanks for the invite. Two good games here. I was very impressed with the Lansing boys, the way they executed and performed tonight. I think they'll be a tough out in the rest of the sectional tournament, and good luck to the Unitigo girls.
Agreed. So check back as well to WCDOsports.com. Now that we know some of these matchups, we'll see where we're going to go next week. It's always tough this time of year. We're going to have some teams playing at SUNY Cortland, some teams playing at the arena. We're going to have some teams playing at SUNY Delhi. So we'll do our best as we did today to get you as many updates as we can. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, giving up all his weekend time to be here with us. So again, final score 63-44. Unitego boys fall to Lansing. The girls win earlier 44-33 over Thomas Edison. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'm Nate Lowe for Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 15. Sunday, overcast at times, a chance of rain showers or snow showers, high mid-30s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and cold, low 5. And Monday, partly